Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Jim Essien. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Mickey Klutz. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Brian Kingman. And now, play ball. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball four. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to third. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field. Landro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landro is 0 for 1 in the game. Landro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Landro reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landro scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield bunts towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first, with Kingman covering, for the out. Smalley moves to third. Adams moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Smalley scores. Adams moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger scoops up the ball and tags Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano bunts towards the mound. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero catches it and throws to second to double up Wilfong. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano juggles the ball. That's an error on Castano. Revering moves to second. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0-for-1 in the game. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into left field. Landro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Landro reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landro moves to third. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landro scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Lacey now pitching. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive towards the mound. Zahn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong is hit by the pitch. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klutz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Landreau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera pinch runs for Jose Morales. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Rick Lysander now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Rivera moves to third. Sofield moves to second. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Rivera scores. Sofield scores. It's 6 to nothing, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 2 in the game. Klutz strikes out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lysander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye F. ROM Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.